So this woman, did she join the trial?
Well, it gets even more exciting, let me tell you. There is another clinical trial. So this patient, as I told you, has not even seen Velcade. So now there is a Velcade plus placebo versus Velcade plus a new drug. There are such clinical trials currently ongoing. So one of that clinical trial is going to be an international trial comparing vorinostat. As you know, this is an HDAC inhibitor.
You had a paper on that at ASH, didn't you?
Yeah, there was an abstract. I was one of the investigators in that. Donna Weber presented the data on this combination, Velcade plus vorinostat combination.
What was seen there, incidentally?
It was promising, but this was a small group of patients. So because it is promising, preclinical data is robust. Instead of doing more phase 2 clinical trial, etc.
So what did this woman choose to do?
This woman has yet to make a choice and come back and see me in a couple of weeks.
So you've actually presented a couple trials to her?
That's exactly right. So she has the option of going through lenalidomide and dexamethasone with her local oncologist. She has the option of going through bortezomib-based regimen with her local oncologist, or she has the option of coming back and participating on the lenalidomide and the immunomodulatory molecule plus the elotuzumab. The reason I gave the elotuzumab is her visit will be only once a week because she will have to travel into the city to Manhattan, and she's living in the Long Island. So there are choices which are made for these patients.